special recording. General Mills, makers of Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions, and Cheerios, the oat cereal ready to eat, presents The Lone Ranger. And a hearty Ohio Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Toto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Matthew's body was taken into town, and the sheriff was told that, with his dying words,
The rancher had accused the prospector of dry-gulching him. A reward was posted, and the following morning, a young cowboy entered the sheriff's office.
Are you the sheriff?
Yes, I am. What can I do for you, son?
I've been listening to the talk outside. Like a little more information about this murder.
Well, it happened last night. The Rocky Ridge. Prospector ambushed Matthews and robbed him.
Any idea where the prospector's gone?
Into the mountains.
Sheriff, I aim to win that reward.
Well, we're sending out a posse. It'll be leaving at noon. You're welcome to join it.
No, thanks. I'll travel alone. I've got a personal difference to settle with your killer.
What's that? You know him? You met him before?
I met the man whose picture's on your bulletin board. It's been 5 years since I've seen him. He didn't call himself John Dolan then. His name was Jeremy Dalton.
5 years ago? He couldn't have been more than 15 or 16.
Not even that. 14.
And this Dolan, Dalton, what'd he do? Is he wanted somewhere else?
He killed my mother.
What? Another murder?
The law wouldn't call it that, but I do. And I'm out to settle a score between us myself. You'll be saved the expense of a trial if I find him, Sheriff. If I bring him back here, he'll be dead.
Wait a minute, boy. What's your name?
I'm Harry Dalton, Sheriff. Jeremy Dalton's son.
Tonto rode into town that morning. He stayed only an hour, and then returned to the Lone Ranger's camp, where he reported everything he had seen and heard.
So the man who sent for us is dead. And his body was found with a man he suspected.
That's right.
Evidently, no one else shares Matthew's suspicions.
No, Kimasati. Sheriff make Caldwell deputy. Him lead posse, go after prospector.
Did you find out anything about him?
Him come to town maybe week ago. Him stay there, Golden Mountains. But buy supplies and leave.
He had plenty of money to pay for his supplies?
Him paying gold dust.
Hasn't anyone wondered why a man with gold dust in his pocket should commit a murder to get money?
Now people say him not get Golden Mountains. Maybe rob stage before him come to Mason City.
I see. Has the posse left town yet?
No. Them not leave till noon. Stay in mountains till them find prospector.
What's the prospector's name?
John Dolan.
I'd like to have a talk with him before the posse finds him.
Oh, you not think him kill Matthews?
Matthews is a smart man, Tonto. He didn't trust Kirby Caldwell. And we have only Kirby's word that the prospector is guilty. Let's see if we can locate him.
Three days later, Harry Dalton followed a mountain stream into a canyon. After a mile or so, the canyon suddenly widened, and he saw a lean-to on the left bank of the stream and a man near it, shoveling gravel into a sluice box.
At last. Get up, Walter. Get up.
The prospector looked up as he heard the hoofbeats of Harry's horse. He made a move for the shotgun lying on the ground beside him, but then, reassured by the young cowboy's appearance, thought better of it and called a greeting.
Oh, all right.
Harry's only answer was to draw his gun as he dismounted.
What's the idea?
Make a guess.
I can see my first guess was wrong. From your face, you look to be honest. I thought you were a cowboy who had lost his way.
Don't pretend you don't know me.
No, we don't. There must be some mistake. I'm sure we've never met.
5 years is a long time. I've grown up. But I haven't changed as much as all that.
My name is Dolan. John Dolan.
It's Dalton. Jeremy Dalton.
Is it?
What kind of an answer is that? I'm Harry.
You said 5 years.
5 long years.
That must have been before...
Before you deserted Ma and me and left us to starve.
Are you trying to tell me that... My boy, let me explain. I don't remember... I don't remember anything about that time. You can't speak of desertion.
There's no other word for it. You deserted it. You drove the herd to San Antonio. You sold it for $30,000.
What?
You left San Antonio with $30,000 in your pocket, but you never came home.
Yeah.
You disappeared in the thin air.
Now it's coming back. The ranch, your mother. Harry, you don't understand.
How can anyone understand? Just let me tell you what happened out there. There were only the two of us, Ma and me. And I was only 14 years old. We tried to keep the ranch going, but we didn't have a chance. There were folks who said Ma worked herself to death.
Yes.
I don't agree with that. she was grieving for you all the time. It was you that killed her.
No, don't say that. Don't say that she's dead. Not him. Not my wife.
You have no right to call her your wife.
Let me explain, Harry. Not until this moment.
This moment belongs to me. It's what I've been living for ever since Ma died. Luck's on my side. I can do what I want to do, and the law never touch me. Instead, I'll get a reward. But now you killed somebody else.
I've never killed anyone.
Well, this time you used a gun. You robbed the man you shot and left him for dead. But he wasn't dead, Sherman. He lived long enough to identify you as his killer.
No, Harry, no.
I put a bullet through your heart, and I'll be paid for doing it. That's justice, isn't it? Even you will have to admit it's only just.
Son, don't.
Oh, there ain't nothing you can say to change my mind.
You had your mask, man.
Curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger adventure. Before the next exciting scene, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Did you ever hear of a cereal box that sings? Well, I'm going to tell you about a special Wheaties box that practically does just that. Here, listen to a few seconds of this record.
Pony boy, pony boy, won't you be my pony boy? Don't they know? Here we go.
Now, wasn't that record sharp and clear? But here's an amazing thing about it. It came from the front of a special Wheaties box. That's right, there's an actual 5-inch plastic record sealed right on the front of this special Wheaties box I'm talking about. All you do is take a pair of scissors and cut the record out, easy as pie. Then play it on any 78 RPM manually controlled record player. And listen, Pony Boy is just one of the tunes you can get. There's also On Top of Old Smokey, Glowworm, Blue Tail Fly, Take Me Out to the Ball Game, and many others. So go down to your grocer right now and pick up the special Wheaties record box. Remember, these records are absolutely free of extra cost. A real bargain in fun.
Give me a chance to tell you the truth.
That's true.
Listen. 5 years ago, I was lying in a gully with my head bashed in. I was found there by an old prospector, and he carried me to his cabin. I had no money on me and no papers. I'd been robbed. And when I come to, I had no idea who I was.
You didn't remember?
I remembered nothing. The only clue to my identity was a set of initials on my belt, J.D. I called myself John Dolan. For the past 5 years, I've been trying to find out who I am. I've wandered all over the West, and I swear, son, I didn't know where home was. I didn't even know I had a home.
Oh.
And it wasn't until a few minutes ago when I saw your face, heard you speak, heard you say that Ann was dead. Harry, believe me.
My Joe.
My son.
Oh. I almost...
Yes, man. Whatever you mean to do to us now, I thank you, too, for what you have done, for stopping me.
All I mean to do is ask a few questions. Dolan, what's your real name?
Dolan. This is my son, Harry.
What can you tell me about the murder of Dan Matthews?
Is that the man who was shot 3 nights ago?
That's when he was killed.
I thought he was an outlaw. It was the men who worked for the Cattlemen's Association who shot him.
You're sure of that?
I saw the whole thing from the top of Rocky Ridge.
This proves that Matthews was right about Kirby Caldwell.
Look, Nimmy riding this way.
Sorry, he's a friend of mine and of yours, too. I left him to stand guard back in the canyon.
Oh, come. Oh, brother. Keep us hurry. Men come.
Caldwell and the posse?
Ah.
They followed our tracks just as we followed Harry's. Dalton, is there a way out of this canyon higher up?
Yes.
Then get your horse. You're coming with us.
Where?
To a place where you'll be safe. If you stay here, Caldwell will put a bullet through you before you have a chance to say anything. Hurry.
Right. There, Posse, now, King McCarty. Then see us.
You're coming with us, too, Harry.
Of course.
Easy, Teddy, big fellow. Hurry, Dalton.
This campfire when you arrive. My man and I will be hiding in the woods directly behind you. You'll be covered every second. If you try to give Caldwell any sort of a warning, we'll shoot. Is that understood?
Yeah.
All right, men, bring your horses into the woods. Get up.
At 10 o'clock, Caldwell and his men rode into the canyon.
Yeah, where's Wolf?
There's his campfire at the edge of the woods.
Yeah, that's where you and the rest of the men will hide until Dolan shows up.
Howdy, Roof.
Howdy.
Now, Roof, see anything of a prospector around here?
No.
He's about 6 feet tall. He wears a buckskin jacket.
I haven't seen anyone like this.
Well, we're expecting him.
He saw Kirby shoot Dan Matthews, and he wants money to keep quiet.
Yeah. You hadn't been asleep on the job, you'd have caught him when he came snooping around here. He knows us before we change the brands on the cattle we rustle.
Now you've done it. Why couldn't you keep your mouth closed?
Who do you think you're talking to?
It's all over. They've heard what you said. They've had me covered and they threatened to shoot me if I tried to warn you.
Who said you covered?
The sheriff and 20 men. They're in the woods.
They've had enough to handle, Kirby. Get under arrest.
Come on, get them.
We better make a run for it.
Right, let's go.
Get
swung into their saddles and raced toward the entrance of the canyon. The sheriff and his posse broke from the cover of the trees and started after them. Then a crackle of gunfire broke out at the opening of the canyon. The Dalton, Tonto, and the Lone Ranger, shooting from cover, were blocking any escape. Desperate, Kirby urged his mount straight toward them, shooting as he lowered. But the Lone Ranger dropped him from the saddle with a bullet through his shoulder. That was the end of the fight. And before morning, every one of Kirby's men was behind bars. Kirby himself was in the hospital, and the Daltons were having breakfast with the sheriff.
The doc says it isn't much of a wound. A couple of days and we'll move Kirby to jail. You two will have to stick around for his trial. That should be in less than a week.
We're not going anywhere, Sheriff.
Oh, you plan to stay in Mason City?
We plan to work my claim. My son and I are going into partnership. Right, Harry?
All right, Paul.
Oh, that's fine. I always like to see a father and son get along the way you two do.
Didn't Marsh Man tell you about us?
Sheriff didn't have to be killed, Pa. When I left his office the day after the murder, I told him how I felt about you.
You know, I can't seem to remember that conversation at all.
Anyway, it's all changed now. We've had some bad years, but we'll be able to forget them, Pa.
Yes.
Now that we're together again.
Yes, son. And for that, we must thank the Lone Ranger.
Hunter Harry is the boy of fire. He brings wild animals back alive. He can capture lions, cause he knows he's got go power from Cheerios. Yes, he's got go power. There he goes. He's feeling his Cheerios, Cheerios, Cheerios.
That's Cheerios, the cereal shaped like little letter O's. You know, Cheerios is made from oats, and every delicious spoonful of Cheerios in milk is a real muscle-building food. Each spoonful contains vitamins, minerals, and proteins your body needs. Yes, the good things in a Cheerios breakfast do good things for your body. Help you have healthy nerves, good red blood, strong bones and muscles. Have Cheerios every morning. Then you'll hear people say,
he's feeling his Cheerios.
Copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated is created by George W. Trendle, produced by Trendle Campbell Muir Incorporated, directed by Charles D. Livingston, and edited by Fran Stryker. The part of the Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer. Your announcer, Fred Ford. General Mills, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at this same time. Be sure to listen. This recorded program has come to you from Detroit. This is ABC Radio Network.